Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here again to have another wonderful program. And tonight is January 5th, 2012. This is our first Saturday of the month. We'll have a birthday party for those people who are born in January. Go to the light show, probably 15 or 20 minutes. So we'll see if our co-host is on. And are you out there, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And Ron and I just noticed that the fast chat is not working. So if you're trying to get on and you can't, it is indeed having a malfunction. And BBS Radio already knows, but they aren't in charge of it. But it could possibly fix itself. If so, Cindy, our moderator, will be watching for that, and she'll let me know, and then I'll announce it so you can get back on the fast chat. Meanwhile, if you have a particular question for Ron, you can feel free to send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com, which I'm monitoring right now. So I'll be watching for any questions, and then as soon as I get them, I'll let Ron know so we can address your question. Other than that, we have a few announcements. Can I go ahead with those, Ron?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Sunday, January 6th, is the wonderful teleconference that Ron has specially offered this one time a year to experience the 12 energies for the month of, for the year 2013 by month. And so it's a good time to sample how they feel. Ron calls in the energies, and we just kind of relax and feel them. And also we take this time to make affirmations for ourselves that are suitable, that fit that particular energy. So it's a very personal, sacred experience for us. And Ron also gives us a wonderful gift of activating with divine light codes water for each day of the week. So that's 7 bottles. So I'm mentioning this now so that you have plenty of time after this program, if you haven't already, to get your water ready and to set your alarm for 1 o'clock Pacific time. It will last till 5 p.m. Pacific time, approximately. And so it's good to be ready to go. Now, if you haven't yet registered, it may not be too late. Is it, Ron? Can they still register online tonight?
Oh, yeah. You can do it even tomorrow before the conference call. So anytime you like, that'd be fine. You can also be absentee. If you want to be absentee, then by all means, just get your water ready, put it on your kitchen table or something, and are you ready to go? So that's all that we need is to do that. So that's what I would recommend doing. If you do want to get on the call and you go, oh, boy, I just can't because I won't be here, then at least get the water, you know, containers ready, and we can do that for you very easily. And you're still going to be on the call even though you're not there. You might just feel the energy is coming your way. So back to you, Kathy.
So if you want to attend and you haven't yet registered, click on the upcoming events on creationlightship.com at the top of the page, upcoming events for online instant registration, and then you'll get the conference phone number and PIN via email once you pay, and the fee is $20. And that includes the water, which is a wonderful, fantastic time. And bargain. Also, Ron will be holding next Saturday, just a week from today, January 12th, we'll start the 4-hour Ascension Preparation Teleconference Call. And Ron also provides water activated for each day of the week that day as well. So that will be next Saturday, and then the 3 following Sundays will be the 8-hour physical intensive healings conference calls on January 13th, 20th, and 27th. These are all highly recommended. Those who attend feel incredibly healed. They have a lot of work done on them by the light being doctors, some of whom we're going to experience tonight when we go on the light ship. And as usual, you do need to request a healing, and you will also be bilocated and have to go with Ron as your escort, as Ron is the ambassador to the Creation Light Ship. So tonight's light ship visit will be healing in the present moment. However, if you're listening to an archive, you will just feel peace energy. Ron tells us that it's source energy and it's in the now, and so it is being recorded, but the healings will only work in the now. So it's very enjoyable and relaxing, and people do experience lots of healings. They see fantastic things. They get to interact with the light beings. When we have the fast chat up, people report what they see, what they felt. And it's just an incredible experience, nothing like it on this planet. So we're very fortunate to have Ron here as his dedicated mission to take us to the Creation Light Ship tonight. And so I think that will conclude our announcements for right now, Ron, unless you have anything you'd like to say further about the experiences on the teleconferences.
Oh, that's good. I think you did real well there. So let's let's do a clearing for people that may have a situation in their life, emotional situation. I enjoy doing that here. So here we go. To think of a situation that you've had, and might be something that caused you, problems or something. So here we go. So put that energy in front of you, and here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. To see how you're feeling now, you should feel a little better and maybe have less maybe anxieties, what you're dealing with, etc. So, I guess back to you, Kathy. We'll see if we have any questions on CLS questions there.
Yes, I do want to mention that for those who just tuned in a few minutes late, the fast chat is indeed not working, and we are taking questions through clsquestions@yahoo.com. I'm watching it right now. I see there's one here from Nikki and a couple others that came in just prior to hers. And also, of course, you can call. But we'd like to ask you to call either now or after we come back from the light ship rather than during. And BBS, if you do get a call, please will you not beep it until we're done with the light ship visit. Thanks so much. Okay, so Ron, here's a question from looks like Kevin. He is listening, and he wanted to know if he should close down his crown chakra while doing the barcode clearing for the alien ascension barcode removals.
Well, the crown chakra should never be opened. Well, that's the first thing. So, yes, it should always be closed. You never want to have your crown chakra opened up. That's how the aliens attach to everybody, so always keep them closed. And so, yeah, during any clearing, it's fine to keep it closed down, because you're going to probably have a better clearing maybe if it's closed down continuously. So I guess back to you, Kathy. We can see if we can do any healings or something here for people. So let me see if anything comes about.
Well, Ron, how about that crown chakra? Because I think maybe the reason he's asking is because it's really not, although it's mentioned on some shows, it hasn't been really specifically stated. Maybe he's thinking, or he missed where that point you just made is important to do that before you do some of these clearings. So, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, let's do that for everybody. We'll close down your crown chakra and see how you feel. Here we go. So, oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and this is your crown chakra being closed down. The aliens won't attach to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's do the rest of the chakras here. Here we go, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is a crown chakra disconnection, and it's from alien cording. So I think we have that on the website someplace also. Oh, back to you, Kathy. We'll see how everybody's doing out there. You should feel a little more self-contained. If you want to send an email, you can. That would be great. You can just see what you need to know about that, because as you start having more energies released from you, you're going to start feeling yourself much, much better. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that crown chakra disconnect, Ron. And I do understand, Kevin, that it would be easily overlooked as we all rush to clear off those barcodes and other clearings. And it was not really mentioned as a prerequisite, although some of us did them a long time ago, Ron. So should we be a little bit more in tune to that crown chakra disconnect?
Well, you want to keep doing it. So I don't know. Just by doing it one time doesn't mean that it doesn't get opened up. So by all means, you know, I would continuously do that, because you may need to get this stuff off of you. So it's very, very important.
Okay. Point well taken, and we'll, I'm sure, be all a lot more conscious of that. And the crown chakra disconnect healing is easily found on the Home Again page of creationlightchip.com on the left side. Okay, another question in from Steve in New York City. He's asking if you could possibly take away any alien energies or any aliens who are listening right now and want to get out of here, he says.
That's a good one. Okay, here we go. So, 1, is it getting released here? 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And releasing some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Here you go. So just see how they're changing in your life right now. And let's do a Be Here Now clearing for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're in here, so stronger. stronger, 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 and stronger. And just see if you happen to feel a little different right now. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. I do feel a little different myself. It feels like a wonderful release, though. Okay, one more question came in from, let's see, his name is here somewhere. Kev, he says, please discuss. The crown chakra reminded him that it has been since November since he did the Mind Matrix bundle when you first offered it as a package for $200 with the other four clearings. And he's wondering if he should redo the Mind Matrix barcode release at least, since he doesn't have the bundle anymore, or should he redo the whole bundle?
I would just do the crown chakra release. I don't think the whole bundle probably needs to be done. Doesn't feel like it to me. If anybody else has done that bundle and they think they need it, why don't you send the, you know, that information over to Kathy, and we'll just see what you people get. But for me, for myself, it looks like once you do that bundle, you're probably good to go for quite a while. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, good to know. So, Ron, it's just wanted to point out the time to you. It's 7:16. You had mentioned you wanted to go to the light ship around 7:15. So we can do that now if you'd like, and meanwhile, some more questions could come in, and then I can read those when we come back.
Hey, here we go, everybody. So we're going to go to the light ship. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Remember, you have to be live to have this done. So here we go. Go up. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a few additional clearings here for people that may have come in on the CLS questions. So we're on the light ship right now. And we're going to be going into the room with the little tadpoles, polywogs. So this looks pretty good to me. Going into this room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And going into another room. And we'll go into the room where the little horses are. People like to have the little ponies come to them. So this is quite nice. So here we go, going into this room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And there we go. Just request your healing, because that needs to be done. Otherwise, nothing will happen. And going into another location. And we're going to go into another requested room, and this is where they have polar bears. So here we go, going into this room. One, two, three, four, and five. That room feels pretty good, too. And another room we're going to go into is a room which has the different colors for healing. And this room here looks like it's going to be bringing forth, boy, this looks really nice. Having the colored lights of, looks like orange and green coming to us. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your healing. And we're going to go into the room that has the hot tubs for detox. We're going to be in the silver gel this time. So, again, request your healing. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And going into the butterfly room. This is great, too. So, request healing again. One, two, three, four, and another room we're going into is a room that has the rainforest. Again, request your healing. Went in, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring in the Star Bethlehem for everybody. This is quite nice, too. Going to go there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room. This is where they have the pink energy. A lot of fun, too. So here comes the pink energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And naturally, we can't forget our wonderful birthday event. So we're going to go into a room that has food court, and we're able to have some special food to eat. And this is dessert, which is very nice, and also food if you need that. So here we go. Let's go into this room here. And we're going to be experiencing a birthday party, so you want to definitely connect with yourself right now, feel the energies, and just kind of see how your mouth is feeling. So here we go. I'm going to go into the food court. I'm going to be having the light beam sing happy birthday to everybody. And we're in this room now. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. As this energy is coming into our mouth right now, you might experience that. And you can get your own particular type of cake and dessert that you'd like. And a lot of people have their favorites if they've been listening for a while. You can basically choose different types of desserts. And they're singing happy birthday to everybody for people who've had a birthday this month. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So happy birthday, everybody. And we'll go into one other room here. We'll go into the room that has the deer energy. And here comes the deer. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift now, everybody. Coming back down with our animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants. And if you listen to an archive, you're going to feel that wonderful peace energy. So coming back down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here. And make sure that our animals are with us. And here we go. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, I want to wish everybody who was born in January a happy birthday. I hope you really enjoyed your time at the food court and got what you wanted. Usually the desserts people describe and what Ron says they have there sounds so scrumptious and so little, yet so just so amazing. And you can even have seconds. So happy birthday. And also, Ron, I really enjoyed the trip to the light ship. That was a marvelous excursion, as always. It was great to be in the detox, I guess it was the hot tub, and you said there was some silver energy or silver something that kind of cleaned us off. So I think I felt that. And we don't have the fast chat up if anyone just tuned in, so we can't really hear or see what everyone experienced. But on past programs, there's usually quite a flurry of comments of people really just excited about what they saw, what they experienced, and the healings they had, and certain things that they had pain on or are feeling much better, and that some people even saw the light being doctors and had a consultation with them, and on. So it's really fascinating and a very healing. Of going into those specialized areas of healing is always such a treat, and we're very, very fortunate. So thanks so much for that, Ron. And during the trip to the Creation Light Ship, we got some emails. I just did want to read one here from Anne. She says, he's having a lot less entity attacks and attachments since connecting to the CLS 2012 Earth timeline. And she says she's really, really grateful about that. And so I wonder if you could talk about that CLS Earth timeline, Ron, since that was something that you instigated for us to do, put ourselves on December 31st, and maybe not everyone was listening that particular night.
Okay, yeah. So basically what we did in the last program before the end of the year that we were on BBS, I believe, we had people stay on the CLS timeline. It really isn't a timeline, but that's how we got to describe it here. So to stay there and not to go into the 2013 energy, which would be of New Year's. So by doing so, you actually are able to feel the energies before people were abducted into a brand new abduction process by being in a whole new timeline. Remember, this is a major timeline shift that the aliens are doing to everybody. And that's probably why they have, you know, we have the years change every year. And naturally, you know, from New York, they have the ball drop down and stuff. And it is kind of nice to watch it. I didn't do it this year, though. I didn't do it last year either, in fact. But a lot of people do tune into that. And automatically, you know, you are hooked up to that timeline. And so by staying on the Creation Lightship 2012 timeline, which is in the now then, you're actually much better off because you're not being jerked around and put it into a whole new alien mess. So here we go. Let's put everybody on to last day of the year, I think is what it was. And then we'll go back to 2012 that you can actually feel the difference from where you are now to then. And hopefully you didn't get switched out too much during that process. So here we go. Take everybody and put you back into last year. So, one, two, three, four, and five. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that is quite different. So we'll just see if anybody has possibly felt the change right now, as you may have. And you need to also see if for some reason you saw clones. So if you have seen clones and you were on the other timeline, that would be very you know, interesting for us to find out what you have experienced, because you're able to view these people living here from a different timeline. So I'd like to know if you've seen clones more recently. That's the question, and what it's like. So back to you, Kathy, and we'll bring in the Star Bethlehem again here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So, let's just see if we have anybody connecting with us on the CLS questions at Yahoo.
Yes, Ron, you had asked a particular phrase on December 31st. You had given a suggestion for a particular command to be on the CLS Earth timeline for the spirit and the body that they could do frequently starting that night and daily. And you also had mentioned that they could listen to the archive of December 31st if they do get the archive. It might be a good idea just to buy some archive, you know, buy a week's worth and get that one for sure. And maybe even the one for December 24th where you brought in the energies of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. But anyway, you had pretty much given a very helpful phrase. that I didn't hear you say today. Would that still apply, even though we're all the way to the 5th?
Well, possibly. We'll see. I don't know. We'll just see what we get from people talking about it right now. So we'll just wait and see what comes through from people.
Well, Ann just said she's feeling pretty good, no entities or attachments. I know I am. We don't have the fast chat up, and I'm going to just check CLS questions again and see if there's anything that anybody wants to say about it. Okay, we just got one from Nikki. She had requested the Poliwogs when we went to the Creation Light Ship, and she says they're the greatest. Thanks so much. And she really likes having her spirit and body on the Creation Light Ship 2012 Earth timeline. As do I. It just feels normal and natural. Another thing, is one from Sharina. She said it was a lovely birthday party. Thank you so much, Ron. I wonder if Sharina has a January birthday. If so, birthday blessings to you. Also, a question here from Mike wants to know if you can possibly share some ideas, Ron, of what kind of things can be requested during the 12-month energies conference call tomorrow, like affirmations, for example. What kind?
And
what's that like?
I would just, the affirmation is going to come as you're listening to, the call. So, you may have a bunch of them written down. What you want to do is just probably get more of your spirit energy back to maybe find out what you can do that. Because the whole thing is, where's your spirit? And, that's the whole bottom line, is to be empowered with your spirit. So as far as affirmations, I'm sure most people might think about what can they do to make more money or something like that. So I'll just talk about that briefly. So, yeah, if you want to make more money, then are you willing to, most people are not willing to do this, but are you willing to move from your present location? Maybe not. Are you willing to go out and have some schooling so that you could have a better job? Maybe you have to go to college for a couple of years. That could be a possibility. Are you willing to have a promotion? Are you willing to have a different boss? Are you willing to have a different place where you live, different location? And so, by kind of requesting that you want to have, say, more money in your life, which is probably, on everybody's, list, to be more abundant with money, are you willing to make all those changes? So if you're not willing to make all those changes, then very possibly, you may not be wanting to do that affirmation, because some people don't want to change too much. Remember, if you're just working a regular job and you get so much an hour or whatever, then are you willing to, change your life? Because you may not be able to get extra money, of what you're doing. That's what I'm trying to say. If you're, let's just say, picking a number, say you're making $15 an hour, are you willing to change locations or go somewhere else, because your job may not even, they may not give you any more money than that? If you're a cashier or something, you may have to work for a long time to get a raise. So the whole thing is, do something like this. You need to really realize that what you want to have, you may not be willing to change in your life to bring forth something that's more beneficial for you. So just kind of go with the flow on it and just see how you're feeling with the energies. So the affirmations is kind of up to you. It's just so you can get a heads up on what you're going to be sensing, is kind of going on with you in your life, so you can actually understand more about what's coming into the earth and kind of, figure out what's happening to you and people around you. And this is why we have the call. It's very, very neat to experience the energies and to actually see things happening afterwards. And you go, oh, yeah, I can remember we're on that call, a couple of months ago, and I can recall that this month's energy felt this way. And, yeah, it does. And so now I'm able to readjust myself to be in alignment with the energy instead of bucking it. That's the whole thing. why we do the call, so you can get like a little heads up on everything. And plus, you may want to actually go out and do some type of, like I said, affirmation or way to connect with the energy more, and you can decide which month might be more beneficial for you to do so. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's a good question, because this only comes up once a year where Ron does this in January, and it's such a special experience. And I do remember the last two times I was on it, the first two times. The first time I didn't take notes, but last year I did. And I remember checking back when Ron said on a subsequent program that he had felt the energies. You had said, Ron, I don't know if you remember, but you had felt the energies to be more, I don't know what the exact word you used, maybe turbulent or disruptive in the fall, starting maybe in October and November. And then at that time, you know, everything was pretty calm and quiet. Who could imagine that the hurricane would come at that time, that Hurricane Sandy, and it was absolutely a very turbulent, chaotic time. So, I mean, it's not just those kinds of things that come up, but it's, like Ron said, it's good to have a heads up and to be just quiet and relaxed and not doing anything and tune in and take some notes for yourself about what you want to achieve. And one suggestion that was just sent to me was you want to have more harmony in your life. You want to have more peace, inner peace and self-acceptance, those kinds of themes. And you can see which month that would be, I know you always want to strive for that, but maybe there are some months when that could be a little bit easier to achieve or feel and notice and appreciate. So, okay, Ron, so now we're a little bit past, half past the hour, and wanted to just make one more quick announcement. And that is that Ron will be attending the Conscious Life Expo February 8th through 11th in Los Angeles at the Hilton Hotel by the LAX airport. And that will be where he has a booth. He has at the booth a lot of healing monitors, and you can meet Ron, talk to Ron. Also, you can sit in the light infusion chamber, which we've talked about many times in other programs. And you can go to his workshops and also his different conferences. And so Ron's presence there has a big impact, and he does a lot of healing and reaches a lot of people. So it's very important that he go, and maybe we could support him in that. By showing our appreciation for Ron, or demonstrating our appreciation with a donation to him of any amount as you are able, for all the clearings he gives, all the healings, and the free healings that we also much frequently use and appreciate. So that will really help Ron to, with all these extra expenses that are associated with going to this expo and him having to travel and set all that up. It's no small thing, and I'm sure it'd be much appreciated. Okay, so that came from me because I've been to the expo. I've really benefited from it, and I've seen what a lot of work it is, and that Ron does meet. He does reach a lot of people. The rooms he has his conferences in are packed, and people don't really get up and leave. They feel this wonderful energy. Even if they aren't sure they want to hear what he has to say, or they don't really know, they stay for the most part, and they just take it all in. So it's just a fabulous experience, and I hope everyone can attend. If they want to, they just go to consciouslifeexpo.com, and you have to register ahead of time to get into the exhibits where Ron is. And I think it's only $20 in advance, so it's worth checking out. Okay, so a question came in.
I do a free workshop there. So I'm one of the few people that actually do free workshops at the different expos. If I do a workshop, I normally want them to be free for people. So anyway, it's an hour, 45 minutes, so, and I have that on Saturday. Also be in New York whenever that the last expo is going to be. I haven't really checked on it too closely here, but I'll be back there too. Normally, it's I think of the end of the end of March, I believe. Typically, that's when it kind of starts. Let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. So here we go. We'll just switch the energy a little bit here, get some peace energy, as I think a lot of people need that, especially if they've seen clones. So we need to know if you've seen any clones, everybody. Here we go. So peace energy is coming your way. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again here, boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, let's see if we have any questions coming in. Do you have anything there?
Cindy just messaged to me your workshop title. Thank you, Cindy. It's called the 2013 Human Balancing Act, and your seminar is called Stargates, Timelines, Cloning, and You at the Conscious Life Expo in February. That's good to know. Sounds interesting, Ron. Let's see. Okay, Janice sent an email. She wanted you to know, Ron, that from yesterday's program, she wanted to comment about a picture activation you did last night. She had put her daughter's picture up last night, and her daughter asked her today what she did to her. She was up and could not sleep last night, and she commented on having to go to the bathroom many times. And Janice said she laughed and said, "You don't believe in what I do." But Janice says she sees more light in her for sure. Thank you very much. Thanks, Janice. That's a good thing to share there, a good story. And Debbie's asking if the pets receive healing, too. I guess she has the two pugs. She says, does healing work for pets also?
Yes, it does. And, in fact, if you do have a pet, I strongly recommend doing, you know, the emotional clearing on your pet. So very, very beneficial. So always, you know, do a pet if you can. It won't cost that much, so they don't get to be that old. But, boy, that's what I would definitely recommend doing if you have a pet, to do that emotional whole lifetime clearing. And then also, you know, you don't know what your pet went through as far as trauma. So if your pet's had trauma in its life, you know, you can also maybe do a whole lifetime trauma clearing. But the emotional one, you know, definitely do for your pets and animals, because they will feel better, just like you do. And, you know, it's something to watch. And also, they could be energetically quartered to you. That's another thing you need to look at. You may want to release cords. Maybe they got quartered by something out there. And so cording is also a good thing. You could even come on the call. The calls that we have, you know, for your, you know, and just have it for your pet even. That might be interesting, too, the weekly calls. So there's all different ways to look at this here, but at least do the emotional clearing if you do have an animal or pet, because it's so beneficial, and you don't know what they've been through in their life. You know, I just think of little poor chihuahuas. You see them, and they're always shaking a lot of times. And just think, if you did an emotional clearing, very possibly they might not be shaking as much. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy. We'll see if we have anything on on the clone replicas, if anybody's seen any. I'd like to know if they have. Very, very important. Back to you.
Okay, so please send your comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com for Ron's request of what you may have observed regarding clone replicas. So, Ron, if we wanted to take our pets to one of the along to one of the conferences, say the energy cord release, would we register them separately?
Yes, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So you would get an email for someone a pet's name. Would we put down there that it was a dog or a cat or a horse or something?
Yeah, that is correct. And also, you might even want to send, you know, do the light infusion chamber for your pet, and you can send that, you know, and we could put that in the light chamber during the events that we're having. So anyway,
so they could send a photo.
Do that. It's $100, and you can just maybe send me an email, and maybe show me the receipt that you did that, and also, you know, get me out a picture. Maybe just an email picture of your pet or animal, or even yourself, and then from there we can, you know, copy that out and put it directly into, you know, the light chamber. So it'll be on whenever we have the light chamber on, and they'll have a healing, or you'll have a healing. So that's one way you can do that, and that's very, very beneficial.
Just got another question from Judy. She wanted to know, she just said she did emotional clearing for her cat, and her cat is much happier and more content. So for all you animal lovers and pet owners, this is a really great idea to send your animal's photo to Ron for the February Expo, where he can put it in the light infusion chamber along with $100. Would that be per pet, right, Ron? And then it will have a really great healing. Wow. So Judy also wants to know if tomorrow during the conference call, could she bring up her physical issues for healing?
Yeah. We will be doing healing on the light ship. That is correct. So as you're on the call, we'll also be there doing healing. Although I may not be able to bring, I'll bring some rooms in maybe, but the call is mainly geared for, you know, getting the energies. But we will be on the light ship, so you could ask for healings during the whole process that we're on the call. So you'd have typically 4 hours to do that, typically three, because we'll be doing water charging. So, yes, I'd recommend that.
Wow, it's going to be a very powerful day.
And also, we're talking about pets, kind of much like yourself. You know, if you did get a pet from the pound, you know, or it was given to you or whatever, you know, does that pet have entities? Remember, go to YouTube and type in barking cat, and you can see proof right there. Okay, and so that is a good one to do. So I would say definitely go on to YouTube. If you haven't been to YouTube to see barking cats, then do that, because it's going to really shock you. I don't know if they have anything else. I don't know if they have any dogs that meow or not, but, you know, check that out. It'll definitely make you wonder and confirm that there are entities out there, and entities are just emotional bodies, and naturally bodies body hop, and this is what you're seeing as a dog was inside of a cat barking. So, you know, it's like a no-brainer. You know, you look at it and you go, wow, this is what is going on here. So, and it happens to people. You wonder why, things are different in your life, but things are kind of goofy sometimes. It's because of the situation of entities. By all means, watch that YouTube video, Barking Cat. You can talk about it all day long, and you may not even understand what it is. You may think that, you know, you're cleared out because you did a clearing once, and you think that you're okay, but they still come in. So entities are one of the major problems here that we have on this planet. But do watch that video, everybody. So our time's coming short here, Kathy. Anybody talk about seeing different people in the new year here?
Yes. Yes, yes. We got a comment and a couple questions from Judy. She's saying here that regarding clones, her neighbor, who's only 72, has completely changed. I think she's a clone. It's like she isn't there anymore. She keeps repeating herself using exact words. She's also short-tempered and crabby for really no reason. So a change in personality there.
Yeah, that happens. It's a really good indication of, remember, they only have a short memory right now. I'm sure it'll be increased as time goes on, but, they're changing. And check out their eyes and just see if their eyes look a little different. That's kind of the way you can really tell for a lot of people. Just check out their eyes and just see how it looks and how they look. We don't have any Cyclops yet, but, check out people's eyes and just see what they're doing. And if they seem to respond differently to what they normally used to when you talk to them, or they have just certain words that they keep repeating, that's because their program is not upgraded a lot, so they don't have a lot of memory, you know. So their RAM, random access memory, is not fully online, and they only have so much in their database on their hard drive. So just kind of look at that, and you can see things happening. And you may wonder why life is so strange here now as compared to what it was, you know, a week ago. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, and Judy is confirming that this neighbor did used to be cheerful and outgoing, and her face and eyes do look different. That's why she thinks she could be a clone. Okay, and Debbie, who asked about the animal healing, said she had no idea there were so many options. You suggested emotional, the energetic cord clearing, and, of course, the entity clearing. So she's thanking you. And now there's been another email from Steve in New York City who asked at the beginning of the program if you could take away the aliens from who were listening. And he says he felt them disappear and wondered if he played the archive, later that would happen again.
Yeah, the archives will work for five times for you. And after that, I have to cut my energy loose from the archives because I would be inundated with a lot of stuff going on. And but basically, yeah, all archives will work for the healings on it five times. So if you listen to five archives and we did an emotional clearing, you would have one five times. After that, it will not be working. But, yes, you could do that if you wish. I'll just give you a little heads up. We're putting up, it's in the works now, a spirit healing. So we're working on that, maybe a month on down the road. But anyway, that's in the works last week here. Oh, that's good. So here we go. I guess we got a couple minutes left here. I hope to see you on the call tomorrow for the new year. It's a great call. I get emails from people saying how wonderful it was after it. And then a lot of people who've been on them before look forward to coming back on them over again. So it's quite nice. I changed it from Saturday to Sunday. About a month ago, I guess, because I figured that people might like to do something on Saturday, so we did it on Sunday instead. That's why I changed, one day later. And let's see here. What's new here? And I think let's do the water. Everybody, get a glass of water. If we're off the air, just hold it for, look at your clock, hold it for about 3 minutes, and we'll be shutting, you know, the call has to end here shortly, but just get a glass of water. Don't run and trip. Just, you know, do it casually. Hold the water in your hand. This would be for the peaceful, restful, sleepful drinking water. Hope I said that right. And if you're in another country and you want to get awakened, then you want life force energy. So here we go. I'll bring the energy in for that. It'll be activated when you have your water. It takes about 3 minutes. So if we're not on the BBS program, just hold the water for 3 minutes approximately, and it'll be charged up. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So enjoy your water, everybody. And we're going to thank BBS, and thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody who's been giving us questions on CLS questions at Yahoo. In fact, that's the best way to work it, rather than the fast chat, because you have a little more words you could use. Just kind of be to the point on it. But I'd rather use CLS questions at Yahoo for questions as, you know, compared to using the fast chat. Because the fast chat, I think, takes people sideways as they're reading what other people are saying, and you may actually just lose track of what's happening on the program here. So that's what I would rather have is the questions on CLS questions. So thank you, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.